USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A judge declared a mistrial Thursday after jurors were unable to reach a verdict in a case involving companies that had been hired to help Flint, Michigan fix its municipal water system. The lawsuit alleged Texas-based Lockwood, Andrews & Newman and Veolia of North America contributed to the city's lead-tainted water crisis. As the FBI and the Department of Justice is being accused of weaponizing the department against political opponents, the raid on President Trump's home in Florida has millions of Americans outraged. Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi on Fox News overnight.
I have personally been involved in many, many search warrants, authorizing them, the execution of the search warrants, and they came in there with guns blazing, like you said. For documents...
We are USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
The late Bill Russell of basketball fame is being honored by the league like no one has ever been honored before.
The NBA is going to retire Celtics legend Bill Russell's number 6 league-wide. Russell passed away late last month at the age of 88. He becomes the first player in NBA history to have his number retired by the entire league. All players will also wear a patch on the right shoulder of their jerseys during the upcoming season. Every arena's court will also display a clover-shaped logo with the number 6 inside. Russell was a 5-time MVP and 11-time world champion. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The alarming situation at a Russian-occupied nuclear power plant in southeastern Ukraine had reached a grave hour, the head of the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Group said Thursday. Ukraine accuses Russia of firing weapons from the facility. The UN said there is no immediate threat to nuclear safety, but that could change with one rocket. USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations John Bolton, who along with Mike Pompeo of the Trump administration, was tagged in a death plot by members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Bolton on Newsmax Thursday.
Well, I think it's really not a focus just on me. There are a number of former government officials who I think are at risk from the government in Tehran, and a number of people who are just average American citizens who have said things critical of the government of Iran are at risk of their lives as well. So I think the most important conclusion to draw here is the kind of threat that the government in Iran poses to America. They're trying to kill Americans on American soil, and that's essentially unprecedented in my view, and it constitutes a threat that really we need a stronger response from the Biden administration. You know, it's part and parcel of the threat posed by the Iranian nuclear weapons program, too. They're two sides of the same coin, and both a threat to the United States.
Two more ships left Ukraine's Black Sea port on Friday, including one filled with the first Ukrainian wheat to be exported under a UN brokered deal. A total of 14 ships have now departed Ukraine over the past 2 weeks, following the deal with Russia to allow resumption of grain exports from Ukraine's Black Sea ports after they were stalled due to the war. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.